Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Joseph Scow, the Minister of Tourism and Sport for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Great to be with you.
Right, main thing we want to talk about today is this announcement that came down just last week, a new long-term provincial tourism strategy for the province. What do you tell us a little bit of what's kind of in that little strategy there?
Absolutely. I'm really excited about the long-term tourism strategy we just released last week. It basically lays out a roadmap for us to get to a very ambitious and realistic goal of $25 billion of visitor expenditures by 2035. And there's multiple pieces to that strategy, but really it comes down to Alberta and having a rich history and an amazing story to tell and attracting visitors from around Canada, around Alberta, and from around the Western world, around the rest of the world to hear it.
And I think on the tourism, kind of the economic impacts, I understand 2022, there was a record year for tourism spending, and it was up quite a bit from levels that it was at sort of pre-COVID back in 2019. What's kind of sort of the economic impacts you're looking for in this tourism strategy?
Well, you make a great point. We are back to pre-pandemic level spending in the visitor economy. And that means tourism is up to $10.7 billion, whereas pre-pandemic is about 10.1. So we're really excited about that number. But what I think it really tells us is that there's so much more we can do because there are some missing pieces to that number, which is really attracting more international visitors into Alberta. So the tourism strategy boils down to things like developing new products, making sure that we have a good collaboration between the government and private enterprises. And also developing different regions in the province with our 10 tourism development zones, especially in rural Alberta, where we think there's a great advantage and untapped opportunities there.
And I know you mentioned during the announcement that rural Alberta is definitely kind of a sort of an area of focus of this strategy. What kind of some things that you're hoping to sort of get more people out to rural areas like, say, up here in the Peace region, for example?
Yeah, rural Alberta has a huge role to play in our tourism strategy. We have some amazing places like Banff, Jasper and Lake Louise, Calgary and Edmonton that have some fantastic events and beautiful landscapes. But Alberta's story is more than just those areas. And so working with our tourism operators in places like the Peace Country to help them develop new exciting products that are really locally developed, locally managed, and tell a local story. And these are the kinds of products that I've heard from travelers from coming across Canada and even from around the world in places like Europe, they want to hear it. So, you know, really developing that rich tapestry that is Alberta's culture and putting into a product that people want to see and, you know, and they'll spend good money to see it. So like up in northern Alberta, really excited about the opportunities there.
I know one of the pillars, if you will, of this strategy is around Indigenous experiences. Why don't you tell us a little bit what you're kind of hoping to see out of that?
Yeah, I think when we talk to international travelers and they want to see an authentic, they want to have an authentic Indigenous experience. And you look at a place like the Polynesian Cultural Center in Hawaii, you know, we have something, an opportunity very similar there. So just north of Edmonton, we have Métis Crossing. It's a cultural center and boutique hotel where you can immerse yourself in the Métis culture. Down by Sundry area, there's the Painted Warriors Ranch. And so these are two existing products where you can really immerse yourself in Indigenous culture. So working with and having meaningful partnerships with Indigenous communities, Indigenous entrepreneurs to help tell the Indigenous story that exists here in Alberta, and I think it's a fantastic product. People want to know about it. They want to experience it, and I'm excited to work with these Indigenous partners to develop these products.
And finally, whenever we have guests here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that these politicians are people too. Of course, we are still in the winter, technically, by what the calendar says, although it's going to be spring in the next few weeks. You know, temperature getting warmer, getting a little more sunnier out there. Maybe people have sort of different activities they'd like to do when the spring hits. What about with you? What's kind of your go-to springtime activity?
You know, I can tell you the weather here in Cardston right now is definitely spring-esque. So, you know, we went up tobogganing yesterday with my family on family day, but, you know, to pick a favorite, they're trying to pick a favorite child, and I have three of them. But what I would say is having traveled around Alberta, There are some pretty spectacular landscapes. So I really think just getting outside and seeing more of Alberta, getting into the mountains, checking out some of the badlands. But, you know, when it comes to spring activities, it's hard to pick one. You know, I'm going to say skiing. I really do enjoy going skiing. Spring skiing is a lot of fun. With the sun is shining, the weather's great, but there's still enough snow to get out on the slopes. That's a lot of fun with some of my kids.
Definitely sounds like some good things going on there. Joseph Scow, Minister of Tourism and Sport for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Great to be with you.